Oh, by the gods. Why won't it go away? This heat. I haven't been able to make it go away for... It feels like weeks and it's only been 2 days. Oh, bugger. Maybe I should tell little Moon about this? No, I shouldn't concern her with this, but... Well, we are lovers though, but... And she has seen me in my darker form. That just a battle. Something about this though, I feel so much different. It's worse. No. He promised her that he wouldn't keep secrets from her anymore. I must tell her. Little Moon. Are you busy? Yes. I have a favor to ask of you, and please don't laugh when I tell you about it. Will you promise? Thank you. You see, the last few days since our last little excursion into the Underworlds, I've been feeling a bit under the weather, I guess you could say. No, you don't need to touch my forehead. I'm not having a fever. It's not like that. Something a little bit more drastic. Oh dear. Listen, you know how I use my darker tendencies when we commit battle and all? How my wings turn black and my eyes turn red? Yes, that one. You see, for a Seraphs, well, you've seen it before when we first met, the attack on your homeland that corrupted you, nearly destroyed everything, and I was able to help you with that one. But you see, when Seraphs tend to fall to our darker tendencies, we can become something like that. And with me, though, I've learned to relatively control it by using things like my anger as a focus for battle, at least. But ever since we've become close, I have been feeling a growing intenseness in myself, and it's been harder and harder to control this burning feeling within me, and I didn't want to worry you, and eventually you'd be concerned for me, so I felt you need to know. Your hands up. Putting your hands on my chest. Yes, I suppose it's racing a little bit. But you don't need to worry so much about me. I just wanted to be honest with you. Oh dear. Oh, so bloody damn hot. Yes, I wouldn't mind if you felt like you needed to help me with it, but what would you suggest? Because I feel that if I lose myself to this, that I could end up hurting you, and that's not something I want to do. You know that full well, that That's never something I would wish to do. A massage? Well, I suppose that's not entirely unpleasant sounding. All right. Do you want me to just turn around and you massage my shoulders, perhaps? On my stomach? But then that means you won't go near my... No, it's not that I'm ashamed of them or anything. I mean, it's just... Listen, I don't want you to tickle me again, all right? Damn it. I know how you are when it comes to my wings and my mister. You always try to tickle me when I'm not ready for it. No. Oh, the love of God, this heat. Very well. If you feel it will help, I'll just... forgive me. I just get so used to having to fold them so tightly there when we're traveling that I tend to forget that I have to do that to hide them. Hold on, let me just... A little heavier than I feel like this. The oil? You are unusually prepared for this, little man. I don't think I require the oil, but... Oh dear, that feels actually very rapturous. Oh, yes. Little man, that's actually helping me quite a bit, actually. Feels very nice and wonderful. Wait, what? Massage my wings? Well, you don't need to do that. I mean, I'm not so sure. I mean, it's just feathers and all, but... I mean... Fine. You think it'll help? Well... The muscles do feel a bit sore from having to be folded up so tightly all the time. Just don't pull any of them, alright? I really hate when you do- Ow! Damn it! Why do you always feel the need to pull out any of my feathers? Yes, I know you like to have them as souvenirs, but they still hurt. Get on with it, will you? It was actually feeling nice before you did that. Don't you dare tickle me again. I swear to the gods, if you do that, I'm going to smack you with the other one. What? Just because I'm your sworn knight does not mean I am not willing to disobey a little bit here. Especially when it's you, the one who's touching my wings of all things. It's a bit difficult after all. But, yes, do that. Right there on the joint, just be mindful of the feathers. Gods. Well then, that one just flopped out like it's jelly now. That wasn't all that bad. I feel a little bit relieved, actually. Oh, shite. You need to do the other one, don't you? Fine, just... Well, maybe you don't need to. I could just do it with the one. Maybe I could just be some sort of one-winged angel of some sort. Well, of course, that does sound a little bit far-fetched and a little bit childish. Next thing you know, I'm going to be running around with a giant sword saying I overcompensate for things and bring down stars from the sky. No, it is not overcompensating. You know my sword is just a regular sword in my hands. Just because it is far larger than most humans can wield does not mean I am compensating for anything. You yourself should know this. Well, come on. Stop teasing me about that. Besides, it's the only thing I have left of father. I'm not exactly going to just dump it out in the middle of the wilds now, am I? But just... that one feels actually quite nice. That one feels very, very enjoyable now. Wait, what are you doing? Don't you dare drag your nails between the skin net. That one. Of course I'm not laughing, because I'm ready for you to tickle me, but feeling this heat. It's not exactly a tickle point now. Especially when you're using your claws there, little moon, but for the love of the gods, please don't tease me that further. I don't think how much more I can take if you keep hitting that weak spot there. Especially when the feather meets the skin. Always been a little bit sensitive, especially since I've always sliced off my wings before to hide better, but now that you want me to keep them out, it's a little bit more tender from constantly having my down there, but... No, don't. I told you not to touch me there. No. Please, little moon, I beg you. Don't. Wait. Where are you reaching? Okay. Let's not get a little hasty. I mean, just because I'm moaning like that does not mean that you need to touch my... Oh. Well, of course it's going to act that way. You are making me feel good, and I am feeling this awfulness. So it's a little bit difficult for me to kind of keep things under control with the anatomy, I suppose, but you don't need... Please, little moon, stop touching me there, will you? Scratch that part in between my wings. No, please. No, don't speed up, please. No, I don't want to release, please. No, little moon, please. No. Bugger. Now you have asked for it. What? I told you not to touch me there and then play with me. I warned you I was not feeling myself. Oh, what now? Are you starting to feel afraid now? Oh, the horns. Well, you should have already realized that. I'd never really grow them all that often when I battle, but now that given me a reason to fully give in to this. Now you actually can see what I can do with this. Looking at you, though, little moon. Oh, the things I want to do to you. Oh, you're starting to feel warm now. Well, of course, I did just give you a nice, special little kiss just now. You should be feeling a nice little warmth right here, in the tips of your toes, all the way up your thighs, up to your navel. Here up to your chest, and perhaps right about here near your ears. Oh, listen for your moans when I bite them. Now that's intriguing. Oh, listen to you shiver. What? You don't want me to tease you now? I did warn you not to tease me, so I think it's only fair that I do it a little bit to you. Now then, shall I play up here with you? Oh, your little nipples are feeling quite adventurous today. Seem almost like they wish to greet me. Perhaps maybe then, now that you're starting to feel the effects from my little kiss, perhaps I should give you an extra little gift just now. Oh my, look how much you're already blushing from that. Oh, what now? You're afraid now that I am using my own claws on you, little cat? Now then, because I'm not exactly feeling all that nice right now, I want you to behave and be a good little girl for me. Can you do that for me, little moon? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't need you to try and fight it. Besides, you're the one who's the naughty cat for me right now. After all, I can smell you all the way here. Just look at how wet you've gotten just from my little teasing of your nipple. Now then, perhaps I should give you my own little claw right in here. Do you enjoy it when I tease your little hood? Oh, I suppose that's not exactly too much for you at the moment, but perhaps maybe if I grabbed you here, right in the nape of your hip. Listen to that little yowl. Oh, you always turn into putty when I touch you here in your hip. Look at you, you're already bucking your hips in my moan. Oh, how sweet. Maybe I should just rub a little bit harder here for you. Go on. Go ahead and buck your little kitty hips for me. Go on. There you go. feel that nice little tingle there. And maybe I'll just lick right here in your navel. Oh, such a sweet meow for me. That is something I truly adore when you do that. But I suppose maybe I should just play with you deeper here. Don't worry not. I'll be gentle and shan't use my claws to hurt you. Now, nice and slow for you. Oh, how you swoon. Perhaps a little faster then. Oh, your lips taste so sweet when you're helpless in my hands. Well, of course, I'm not going to smell like fresh-cut bedsheets now, am I? Cinnamon. Interesting smell you smell from me now. Can't exactly smell all the time like a good little angel for you, can I, little moon? Perhaps now you should give in. There we go. A little bit faster now. That's it. No, don't you dare try and close your legs on me to resist. You've already felt my kiss twice. You're practically already my little putty. Now, go. Give in. Do it. Give. In. Are you close? Yes, you're already clamping down on my finger. You're definitely getting close. Now, be a good kitty for your beloved little Raziel and tell me if you wish to come. Didn't exactly hear you that first time. It's kind of hard to hear you over my horn. They do make it a little bit difficult to pick up audio from you when you whisper things. Now, say it clearly, and say it with fervor. Good girl. Here, faster. Come now, give in. Go on, I shan't be mean this time to you. Go on, give in. Yes, yes, that's it. And no, no, you are not going to come when I was the one begging you not to do that to me, and then you tease me. Oh, oh, how you close your legs in such eagerness. You look so adorable that way. Oh, now you want my help when I'm the one who came to you. Now tell me, little kitty cat, why should I help you? Come now, say it. I want you to say it. Say it clearly. That's right. Tell me you love me, and maybe I will be generous enough to help you obtain release. Good girl. Spread your legs. Oh, now you're feeling a little afraid, aren't you? Me towering over you with my horns on my head, my wings black as night from the little embers flying off them. Oh, you feel my heat. Well, of course, it's going to be a little warm. I told you I wasn't feeling all that well. It was a burning heat I was feeling this whole time. A very deep need. Here, I'll be nice, and I will let you have movement a bit. Hold me closer, little moon. I'm not so sure what'll happen if I don't have you near me while I'm in this state. Wrapping your legs around so tightly. You must be really feeling it now. Oh, so eager, aren't we, my good little kitty? Go ahead. I don't mind it. I welcome it. Come now. Let me hold your head and look at you. Look at me here. Look into the face of your beloved little Raziel while he falls into this horrid darkness that you pushed me towards. Oh, starting to squeeze harder now. Go on. Come for me. Come for me, and I will fill you with my own little surprise. Harder now. Do it now. Come for me, little one. Oh, not fair scratching my back like that. I'm sorry, little man. I didn't mean for that to happen. But I warned you that that would happen to me. No, it wasn't all unpleasant. I enjoyed it very much, and I think you did too. Your legs aren't exactly letting go now. What? Oh, don't worry about that. You know how many times I've released into you. It's not that much of a problem. It's a little hard, after all, since Saros are a little bit difficult to breathe with, after all. It's that whole cursed thing, but we'll worry about that some other time. Yes, it's gone down dramatically by an enormous amount. I don't feel so much of that heat anymore. It's a lot more comfortable now. After all, I have you now with me to keep me from completely giving over to that side of myself. I like it when you're on top of me like this. After we've made love, I can cocoon you in my wings. Well, if you want to help me again, I wouldn't mind another massage like that. Just don't touch me there again like that when I ask you to, please. It's not exactly unpleasant, but I don't want to turn into that all the time. This was a special occasion to mark our... Well, are we even keeping track anymore of this, how long we've been together now as lovers? Well, perhaps whatever versary this is. Let me press you tighter. I enjoy this so much. You're close to me and I can feel your heart. You enjoy snuggling in them, don't you? But thank you, little moon. I love being with you like this. Even when I turned into that. So if you feel like you want to help me again, I wouldn't mind another go trying to fix that. And by the gods, little moon, don't feel alarmed, but I think I'm going to need your help again.